Governor Sean Parnell visits the Upper Lynn Canal Tuesday, and a couple of cruise ship-related items are in the news this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Governor Sean Parnell will be in the Upper Lynn Canal on Tuesday visiting Haines and Skagway. He starts his visit in the morning in Haines with stops at the American Bald Eagle Foundation, the Haines School, and visits with local officials and leaders. He won't be having any public sessions. In the afternoon, the governor will travel to Skagway to meet with the mayor and borough manager. Parnell is seeking re-election in next year's governor's race. We'll have more on Parnell's visit to Haines and Skagway on our Tuesday evening newscast. Also Tuesday, the Haines Borough Assembly meets with at least 12 ordinances up for public hearing. Among those up for adoption are ones that would change runoff election procedures in case candidates get less than 40% of the vote, an ordinance to limit the length of assembly meetings, and an ordinance to convey property to the state for ferry terminal improvements. Several other ordinances will address items brought forward by the Planning Commission, like size limitations on informational signs, setback regulations, and definitions for temporary use dwellings. The Assembly will also discuss an ordinance that would make personnel records for borough employees confidential. Under new business, there will be a discussion item about ATVs on Chilkat River beaches. The issue has come up recently with some residents concerned with ATVs on the beaches along Mud Bay Road across from Pyramid Island. The Assembly could decide to direct the Planning Commission to explore ways to designate the area for non-motorized recreational use. The Assembly will also discuss methods for recruiting a new manager and whether to use a professional recruiting service to help in the search. The Haines-Borough Assembly meets at 6:30 on Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. You can find a complete agenda and meeting packet online at the Haines-Borough website. As we reported last week, the Eldred Rock wind speed and wind direction sensors have not been working for a couple of weeks, frustrating both the Lynn Canal Gillnet fleet and the National Weather Service. The instruments record weather conditions used on NOAA weather radio observations and in forecasts, important information for Lynn Canal mariners and pilots. Warning coordination meteorologist Joel Curtis says the agency wants it fixed, too, but the rock is not an easy place to reach.
That equipment is really, really hard to service. It's up on a rock, and it's out in the middle of the Lynn Canal, away from ports and everything else. You have to have every part in the world with you when you go there, because you only have one shot at fixing it. It's not the kind of place that you're going to say, oh, well, I'll just come back tomorrow. It doesn't work that way.
NOAA weather radio is often more handy, but Eldred Rock wind speed and direction are still available from the Marine Exchange website. The information is not available online for Lincoln Rock in Clarence Strait, which has been down for quite a while.
Wind speed, wind direction. Matter of fact, the whole sensor is not reporting. That's been off and on a big problem this summer.
Curtis says the Weather Service is responsible for equipment repair at all its stations. Eldred Rock and Lincoln Rock are on a long list of other locations with problems. You can find the Marine Exchange wind information at its website at mxak.org. Last week, Royal Caribbean, parent company of Celebrity Cruises, announced that the MV Millennium will not be making its last round of sailings in Alaska. The cruise ship, which is more than 80 feet longer than the Titanic, was forced to return to Ketchikan while sailing to Seward due to a propulsion issue, and it's now on its way to dry dock in the Bahamas. The passengers who had their cruise cut short have been offered full refunds and credit for a future cruise by Celebrity. The cancellation of the ship means a loss of about 10,000 visitors to Skagway, some of whom also traveled to Haines during the day. With the loss of those passengers, Skagway will still see approximately 820,000 cruise passengers this summer. The cancellation has not been easy on the passengers, though. Last week, Ketchikan police responded to several emergency calls from passengers on board the ship. Apparently, the callers thought there was going to be a riot. Here's Ketchikan Police Chief Alan Bengard.
We, the police department, received three 911 calls from passengers on the MV Millennium, stating that people are getting unruly on the ship and they believe a riot was about to begin. Officers responded to the ship, met with ship security, and advised the 911 calls. Ship security and the officers contacted approximately 500 guests on the third floor of the vessel, and subsequently their peace was restored and officers left.
Ben Gard says those 500 people were upset about Celebrity Cruises' plans for where they would go when flown out of Ketchikan.
The officers that were responding to the ship were given information that some of the passengers were unhappy with the lack of communication or the miscommunication between them and the cruise line and ultimately where their final destination was going to be. Initially, evidently, they were told they were going to be flown to Anchorage. The plans had changed, and some were upset with that.
Ben Gard says he believes the passengers will instead be flown to Vancouver. Cynthia Martinez, Director of Corporate Communications for Celebrity, responded via email to a request for comment from station KRBD. She says she talked with ship security officers who claim that local police came to the pier in response to 911 calls, but that police did not board the ship. Martinez said the ship security considered the mood on board as calm. She did not offer further comment. Passengers aboard the Millennium left Ketchikan via chartered flights arranged by Celebrity. They also received full refunds and vouchers toward a future cruise. This is a story that ran last week on Alaska News Nightly, but was cut off due to some transmission issues. So we thought we'd air it again, given its importance to our communities. Every summer, 1 million tourists pass through Southeast Alaska. It's a boon to local retailers who rely on the extra customers to make up for slower winter months. But with lots of money being spent, business can get dirty. This spring, the state responded to complaints from communities, including Juneau and Skagway, that onboard shopping experts were misleading passengers and smearing local stores by hitting these programs with a new set of rules. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez wanted to find out if the new regulations are actually working.
Just about every other store in Juneau's shopping district sells jewelry. They advertise diamonds and tanzanite, steep discounts, and free charms. But a sign on one storefront stands out. Don't see us on your cruise ship map? We'd rather not give your cruise ship a kickback.
We put up that sign is because a lot of people were unaware of the gimmicks that was going on the cruise lines.
Jay runs a store, and he won't let me use his real name out of fear of getting blackballed. He used to pay $25,000 plus 10% of sales to be part of the onboard shopping programs. Shopping experts, known as port lecturers in industry speak, were then supposed to refer passengers to his store. But even though Jay was paying up, he still saw customers steered to chains with stronger ties to the cruise industry, and business stayed flat. So he quit. Then Jay started hearing this from passengers.
We were told to only go to certain stores because the other stores are people who sometimes don't sell the real stuff and we are not responsible for it and stuff like that. So that's like a scare factor.
These kinds of complaints got so bad that the state of Alaska started investigating the companies who hire the port lecturers and give the cruise lines a cut of their earnings to have them on board. Ed Sniffen handles consumer protection for the state, and he says it wasn't just local businesses who were upset. Passengers were also saying they'd been ripped off.
Hey, I bought this diamond at this shop, and they told me it was a 2-carat, you know, something, and I paid $20,000 for it. And when I got it back home and had it appraised, it was really only worth $5,000, you know, some of those kinds of things.
Port lecturers operate on cruises across the world, but Alaska is the first place to crack down on their employers. In February, the state agreed to a $200,000 settlement with Onboard Media, Royal Media Partners, and the PPI Group, the three Florida-based companies that put port lecturers on Alaska cruise voyages. The companies didn't have to admit any wrongdoing, but they did have to start requiring port lecturers to disclose that they didn't work for the cruise lines and that what they were doing was a type of advertising. They were also prohibited from talking bad about stores that didn't participate in their programs and from making misleading statements about sale prices and return policies. So, are these regulations doing anything? Right now, the Attorney General's office is reviewing about 70 recordings of port lecturers in action, and it looks like filming them is helping. Sniffen says that while things aren't suddenly perfect, most of the feedback from the ground has been good.
What we're hearing is generally that things are better. Things have gotten, you know, a little cleaner. Passengers aren't, saying the things that they used to say.
Before Cindy Dollar gets off her cruise ship, she's given a shopping map, a bunch of coupons, and a tote bag for her haul. She's vacationing from Texas, and she says there's serious pressure to spend.
Yeah, it's a constant kind of, I mean, if you let yourself, you can be barraged with the whole shopping experience on the ship.
From what she's seen, it looks like the port lecturers are following the state's new rules. They're putting disclaimers on promotional materials and reading from scripts that describe their presentations as marketing. They're still pushy, but at least you know where they're coming from. And so far, their pitch doesn't seem to be working on her. Dollar doesn't plan on buying from the stores that are being hyped up, and she definitely isn't thinking about making any huge purchases.
I plan to bring back a few souvenirs for family and my pet sitter.
She thinks a local gift shop will do just the trick. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Alexander Gutierrez and KRBD for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.